Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Awesome here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our coverage of the CUNA Lending Council Conference here in beautiful Denver, Colorado. And in the studio lounge, we have LendKey's very own Vince Passione. Vince, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Mike. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Great to see you again.
Been a while. Yes, it has.
Yeah, but always happy to have you here in the old studio lounge, chatting it up. And we're here in beautiful Colorado, and I think things are just kicking off here at the CUNA Lending Council. So, any expectations for you this time around, or what are some of the things you want to accomplish while we're here?
Well, look, I think there's a lot going on in the credit union space, right? There's lots of, especially lending, and we think about liquidity. So, I think there's an awful lot of conversations going on about portfolio performance, how to manage liquidity, what's happening with future loan portfolios in the auto space and the mortgage space. So, mm-hmm. A lot going on. It's very timely.
Yeah, no doubt. And there are a couple of items that you wanted to talk about, student loan repayment solution. You want to chat about that for real quick?
Yeah, sure. So lots of discussion about the fact that students are going back into full repayment now on their federal loans, and what the impact is going to be. So we have about 40 million students that are going back and starting to make their payment, mm-hmm. and as of this month they did, mm-hmm. And the impact it'll have on the overall economy. So, you know, we're talking about the average payment for these students is about $350. So if you think about that monthly hit, that's about $15 billion of cash, right?
Yeah.
That is somehow coming out that wasn't being paid in the past. So some of the things we're thinking about specifically to help our credit unions, help our clients, we just launched a new partnership with Paid-Off.
Mm-hmm.
And what Paid-Off has developed is a great tool. And what it allows a student to do is actually put in information in the form of a survey.
Okay.
So they can understand what types of forgiveness programs that they are eligible for, and will automatically enroll them into those forgiveness programs.
Okay.
So if you think about what the Biden administration has done with the SAVE program, which mm-hmm. used to be Repay,
right.
It's really sort of simplified the qualifications. So if you make $32,000 a year,
right.
And you applied for this, you could wind up having no payment.
Wow.
So this is pretty significant.
Yeah.
And about 5.5 million borrowers have already applied, and about 2.5 million have seen their payment go to zero.
Good.
So if you start thinking about what's happening with deposits and concerns that credit unions have with deposit outflow, this is a great tool from that perspective. But more importantly, it's a great tool as I talk to credit unions, they think about engaging their members.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This is big on the minds of the members as they go back into full repayment. This is a great way to engage them back into the credit union, mm-hmm. as we white label this product,
mm-hmm.
So that these borrowers can now figure out how they solve this problem for themselves.
Yeah.
So really big for us. We're really excited about the partnership Paid-Off, and I think will really be a great tool for our clients as they go forward. The other is just how to deal with these borrowers, right? Because what the government has done is basically turned around and said for a period of basically 12 months, you're not going to see any delinquency show up on the federal student loans, because the government has basically advised their servicers to do is to provide at least 4 90-day mm-hmm. forbearances, mm-hmm. where a payment doesn't mm-hmm. have to be made. So we probably don't see the first default of student loans until January of 2025.
Right.
So some caution, right,
in
how we look at these consumers, right? Their FICOs are going to be artificially inflated.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at their FICOs prior to 2023 is probably a good idea to understand where they are. Looking at cash flow, looking at proper DTIs, and basically just continuing to do the kind of conservative underwriting that most of our credit unions have done in the past.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up about the deposits part of it, because you think about how much money is going to be taken out of the economy to pay back those student loans, but you think about, as credit unions and most financial institutions are worrying about deposits, so it's going to take those deposits out as well.
But
there's a two-way street here, obviously, but it sounds like what you guys have partnered with Paid-Off is going to be a nice tool to keep that from happening for a lot of folks out there, so good stuff. The other thing you want to talk about, another partnership, was the Thomas Ho Company. You want to talk about that real quick?
Sure. So we have been in the loan trading business since we started mm-hmm. our business back in 2009. And we have successfully participated at about $3 billion support the loans on behalf of our clients.
Good for you.
In forward flow program, mm-hmm. across our in-school program, our education refinance program, and now our unsecured home improvement loan program. Around 2021, we realized that our clients are going to need to expand that capability so they could participate out some of their production, mm-hmm. so their auto loans and mortgages, mm-hmm. and also giving them the opportunity to work with fintechs so that they could take these loans and distribute them if they chose to. Once again, really important time, especially now, yeah. for liquidity.
Yeah.
So the platform up until now did a couple of things, Aliro. It allowed for forward flows. It allowed for a marketplace where you could list a $50 million pool of auto loans, for example, for sale. So there was forward flow capability, there was deal discovery capability. So other creditors could find out that I or you were yeah. selling a portfolio of loans.
Okay.
All the diligence information was available to them so they could perform proper diligence. But what we really started to see is we need to get beyond price discovery, deal discovery, to mm-hmm. price discovery. So the partnership with Thomas Ho enhances all of the analytical tools that we had on the Aliro platform. Mm-hmm. So for example, now you take any of the portfolios that exist on our marketplace, mm-hmm. and you can run a trade simulation as a specific credit union. You can download your 5300 report.
Yeah.
You can then turn around and run a simulation to see what the impact would be of purchasing that pool of loans at various prices, and then use the tool to figure out how to best fund it, whether it's deposits, CDs, yeah. going to the home loan bank. So lots of analytic capability, lots of trade simulation. It also enables you to turn around as a credit union, mm-hmm. figure out if I needed liquidity and I wanted to look at across all my portfolio yeah. of loans and all my investments,
yeah.
what is the best possible thing I can sell in order to generate a specific amount of liquidity at specific returns.
Very crucial right now. This is what a timely partnership this is, for sure.
Absolutely. So we're really excited. We think we have the best of breed tools now on the Aliro platform, mm-hmm. with the addition of some of the Thomas Ho capabilities.
Yeah, you guys are, your crystal ball isn't as murky as most, Vin. So you guys are spot on with some of these partnerships, and more partnerships to talk about here. The Defense Credit Union Council and Cornerstone as well. So you want to talk about those too?
Yeah, so just expanding the work that we do with credit unions. So the Defense Credit Union Council represents over 128 defense-related credit unions. And Tony Hernandez has a great organization.
Yep.
We have been working through our home improvement business with veterans, providing pool loans for veterans. So we approached Tony and said, look, you know, we have clients like Navy and Hanscom, right, are some of the clients that mm-hmm. we work on the mm-hmm. defense side. So how do we take some of the tools that we have today, and how do we work specifically with DCUC to help some of these veterans, right, whether they're veterans, whether they're disabled veterans. Mm-hmm. So early days now, mm-hmm. But we're really excited about this partnership.
That's cool.
As I said, we have about 18 credit unions today that are defense-related credit unions, so really an opportunity for expand the footprint with the products and services that we currently have.
And we just celebrated Veterans Day, so
yeah,
good timing again, Vince.
It really was excellent timing. And then Cornerstone, they represent about 700 credit unions. And once again, right, really working with them to try to understand how we can apply some of the products and services that we have for their clients and for their membership.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff. Oh my gosh, you guys are all over the place this fall. Well done.
So we've been busy.
Yes. That's a good thing. We want to be busy. Last thing we want to talk about was upcoming home improvement loan program. So as we kind of round out the home buying season here, and then kind of thinking about what's going to be happening next year, I think this is probably on top of mind for a lot of folks out there as well.
It's a very interesting product. So this is an unsecured home improvement loan. And with COVID, people are stuck in their homes. And now people sort of, they love their mortgage, but they hate their home. So how do you solve that problem?
Well, good point.
It's basically home renovations.
Yeah, okay.
So
yeah.
We've been in this business since 2017, working with various merchants to do home improvements. So we started in the luxury business, and now we're moving into the replacement business. And part of the functionality is to provide capabilities for the merchants themselves, mm-hmm. provide them with a portal. Because some of these merchants, some of these contractors, they're fairly large.
Yeah.
So they want the opportunity to monitor some of their projects, understand cash flow, work with some of their borrowers, so enhancing some of the capabilities for the merchants. So mm-hmm. that's one side. The other side is with our clients, our credit unions, looking for deposits, right? Today, we deliver them a borrower, right? A new member, right? We provide that service to their membership.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, what we're looking to do is to establish a relationship between the credit union and the merchants that are doing business in their trading areas.
Okay.
Because hey, if that contractor is working with their member on a construction project in their home, why not create a relationship between the credit union and that merchant? So it's the second part of what we're doing as well.
Okay, yeah, that's something I've noticed a lot in our neighborhood. We're in Southern California, and I've noticed a lot of people are renovating their homes. I think they're probably taking liquidity out or doing whatever. Yeah, so there's a lot of that going on.
Absolutely. So, yeah, it's been a very, very strong product well received in the industry. I think very timely given what's happening with mortgage rates over 8.5%. So it's a little bit tough. I think people are staying put.
Yep, nobody's moving.
And those kind of renovations make an awful lot of sense. Yep. And the whole housing stock is getting older. Mm-hmm. So moving from luxury into replacement, mm-hmm. where people are replacing things like roofs and doors and mm-hmm. windows and HVAC systems, is all part of what I think is going to happen next.
And when the housing market comes back, and it will, that house will be prime to be sold at top dollar as well, because you made all those renovations. So good stuff. Vince, I think the more appropriate question I should have asked is what are you guys not doing at LendKey? Because this is you guys have a full plate here. So yeah, good stuff. Anything else to add before I let you go for the rest of the conference?
No, it's great to be here. Really excited about the conference. As you said, it's a beautiful view looking at these wonderful mountains. Yeah. But it was a pleasure getting to see you again.
Vince, always a pleasure as well. Let's do this more often, alrighty?
Well, awesome. Done. Thank you, Mike.
Good stuff. Vince Passione from LendKey. Go check him out. Doing some good stuff.
Thank you.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.